Letter from the Earl of Ancrum, William Kerr, a Scottish nobleman, to Sir Everard Faulkner, secretary to the Duke of Cumberland, Aberdeen, June 25th, 1746. Sir Everard Faulkner, yesterday I received yours with the passports enclosed, which I gave to the several people as directed, and shall be sure to obey punctually the orders relating to myself, and to see others do the same, as far as it is in my power. I must own to you that it gives me no sort of pleasure to see good-natured things done to the people of this country. Nothing will make them do their duty but starving them, or in some other shape forcing them to it. I have quite lost the little humanity I had for them. I mean, even for those who pretend to be well affected, none of them give us the smallest assistance. On the contrary, I am persuaded that there is hardly one of them that would not rather conceal a rebel than inform us of them. Some examples that I have made of the houses that harbour rebels has made them cautious of receiving them. I must tell you what happened yesterday to a man that had been represented to me as one of the best affected men here, is Burnet of Kemeny. I overheard him tell a gentleman that a non-juring clergyman in his house had said that he would not administer the sacrament to any man who would hear King George prayed for. You may believe that I immediately insisted to know his name. Mr. Burnet said that he could not betray any man that had been under his roof. I treated it, I hope, properly at the time, and as soon as he was gone out of the house, I writ him a billet doux, which brought him to me in 2 hours, trembling, not able hardly to speak more than to beg 10,000 pardons, and to tell me the rascal's name and place of abode. I shall endeavour to administer a bitter cup to him, the clergyman. The officer of London's regiment, who commands the small garrison at Shelliter, had sent 2 soldiers with a copy of the certificates ordered by His Royal Highness to be given to rebels that surrendered, to be shown to a minister. 5 or 6 rebel gentlemen who were lurking in that country attacked the men, fired upon them, but both made their escape. One of them was wounded. I ordered immediately the ministers to point out the houses of such as had surrendered, that they might be safe, but at the same time ordered the country there about to be burnt and laid waste, and on Sunday the ministers to acquaint their congregations that wherever a man belonging to His Majesty was attacked, that the country should be treated in the same way. I hope that I did right. I have at this time 4 different parties of London's regiment in request of Glenbacks. The night before last, one of the parties took his own saddle horse, furniture, and pistols. He got off very narrowly, but we imagine that we know where he is, and have surrounded the glen. I hope that he cannot escape now. 2 gentlemen, a father and son, their names Gordon of Cluny, wore white cockades when the rebels were here, forced their tenants to take up arms with the rebels, or to pay the levy money, spoke treason openly, etc. Have lifted home quietly. No gentleman of the country ever gave any information against them. At last a minister has, and I hope that by this time they and their papers are in the hands of a party sent to apprehend them. Near to Angus, the dragoons have seized a Mr. Mercer, said to have near to £300 a year. His mother, where he was taken, slipped 10 guineas into the sergeant's hand to let him escape. But the sergeant had more honesty than to do it. I am told that his own confession is sufficient proof against him. I have sent to have his papers seized. Grant, the worthy sheriff of this county, came to town the other day. Among other things, I asked him if he knew of any meeting houses. He said no. However, there is one, belonging to himself, close his house. I should say there was, for it is now no more. I for the first time knew by your letter of the insolent, villainous behaviour of the people at Montrose. Major Chablain did not think proper to make any report to me about it. If he had, I could have had patience to have delayed punishing them till now. We kept this town in very good order on the 10th, and on the 11th I made them illuminate every window in great and small streets. The troops in town, at the fort and the militia, fired. We had bonfires and half the town drunk. Tomorrow the general court-martial sits to try 3 mutineers of Lord London's regiment and 2 deserters from the King's army, who listed afterwards with the rebels. The proceedings shall be sent to His Royal Highness. I have promised a reward of money to 4 young fellows who have undertaken to secure Roy Stuart. They pretend to know where he is. The troops cannot take him. The country are so watchful in giving intelligence when we move. I am, with the greatest regard and esteem, sir, your most obedient and most humble servant, Ancram. I shall strictly obey His Royal Highness' commands and lose no time to have the recruit horses for P.M. Carr's regiment. I believe it will be necessary to send an officer. I beg to have orders for it. Meantime, the people we deal with will be doing what they can. The reinforcement that you mention come to me from London does not come farther north than Edinburgh. Far enough north, in all conscience.